History isn't the exclusive territory of kings and queens and those whose actions shape the world. Our knowledge of the past can only be enhanced by learning about people whose names may not be familiar to us. The Mission Houses Museum presents living history programs that invite us to delve more deeply and get to know people like the subjects of its next presentation, Emma Nakuina, the first woman curator of a museum in Hawaii, and playwright Ethel Mosley Damon. Mike Smoller is the curator of public programs at Mission Houses Museum and the researcher behind this latest project. He's on the line with us now.
Aloha. How are you?
I'm pretty good. These names were not familiar to me, but what's their significance in Hawaiian history?
Well, Emma Nakuina was incredibly important as she was a curator at the Hawaiian National Museum, which actually predates the Bishop Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And is quite possibly the first woman curator of a national museum in the world. And Ethel Damon, she was very important. She wrote a number of histories, but she also wrote a number of plays, most famously the 75th anniversary pageant for Punahou School.
Well, thinking about Emma Nakuina at first, you know, that sounds as if that was very early in the effort to kind of collate our history here in the islands.
Absolutely. The museum dates to the 1870s,
mm-hmm.
And she was curator in the 1880s. So it's incredibly important, as it was really the first attempt at pulling together a collection dealing with national history here.
What kind of things did she have in her collections?
She had a number of items, a few items related to the li'i, a number of things like zoological specimens and things like that, and so it was really in a part of the cultural revitalization there in King Kalakaua.
It sounds that way. And Ethel Mosley Damon, what kind of things did she write about in her plays?
Well, the anniversary pageant is interesting. Is that it has a cast of it's cast for over 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Which seems completely ridiculous, but was really quite a piece of work detailing the history of Punahou through the years.
And this is all part of a series that you call Muses of Hawaii, and that sort of implies that both of them were sources of inspiration. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. A number of other people took on history playwriting. And documenting Hawaiian history because of them. And so that it's very important. And the Muses of Hawaii, we theme all, this is part of a series called Oahu Cemetery Pupu Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And these shows every year are themed. So last year it was the Muses of Hawaii dealing with songwriters and musicians and you know, history writers and playwrights and the like.
Mm-hmm. How do you manage to sort of convey their personalities in a historical reenactment? You know, what do we see at these history plays?
Right. Well, it's it can be somewhat difficult sometimes to give a proper personality to the person, because sometimes the documents just don't give us a whole lot in terms of their personality and when they interacted with people. But we do our best to make educated guesses from the documents in the research about how they might have emotionally responded to different things. So you'll see with the April one, you'll see two characters, Emma Nakuina and Ethel Damon, and then it'll be about 15-20 minute monologues.
Mm-hmm.
About that person's life or some story from their life, and portrayed as if they were that person.
What would be an example of a story from Emma Nakuina's life, for example?
Well, she had some interesting dealings with the Bishop Museum and some of the other historians of her day, talking about the need for Native voice in history and tapping into Native knowledge of their own history. So she got into it quite frequently. And quite heavily with William Brigham, the first executive director up at Bishop Museum, for example. So it details their dealings back and forth and how they both differently viewed how to protect and preserve the history.
So it sounds like a little bit of a dispute as to the emphasis of the historical record.
A little bit, yeah.
So, and with her obviously advocating the Native people's perspective, so that alone makes her an important historical figure, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Plus her work on Native water rights and the history of that. She was actually a judge for water rights in the Hawaiian Kingdom period.
And that has continued to be an important issue right up to today, hasn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's something that we try to do, is to make it relevant to issues going on today as well. That's what part of what makes history great, is that many times it does have applications today.
I would think that her book, Ancient Hawaiian Water Rights, has to, and some customs pertaining to them, that has to be among the first kind of codifications of that in English. Is that accurate?
From what I remember, yes. the water rights were under the kingdom were put under this sort of water judge, who judged based on what the written law was and what traditional rights were.
And Ethel Damon wrote a play, I love this title, The Romance of Reality, a historical play in two acts. What kind of subjects does she deal with in that one?
She deals with the story of Henry Opukahaia and sort of the coming of the missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of some of the stuff dealing with the missionaries and their time here.
And that's that was early 20th century, her heyday, sounds like.
Her writing heyday was probably about the 1920s to about the 1960s.
And she is portrayed, as you say, in a monologue of about 20 minutes in length?
That's correct.
Both of them?
Both of them are 15 to 20 minutes, yeah.
Do you get a pretty enthusiastic audience for these programs?
We do. Matter of fact, our Muses of Hawaii show last June sold out all four nights that we do it. So that was incredible to see the response last year.
Well, I would think that there's a great deal more in this area to be explored, Mike.
Absolutely. There's the nice thing with us partnering with Oahu Cemetery is that it's one of the most historic cemeteries on Oahu, and there's no shortage of stories, for sure.
I would imagine. Thanks so much, Mike.
Oh, my pleasure, and have yourself a great day.
You too. Mike Smola is the curator of public programs at Mission Houses Museum, which will present a special edition of History Theater Friday, April 21st, featuring Emma Nakuina and Ethel Mosley Damon.